The Same Thing We Do Every Night, written by Eliza Jane, read by Apple Juice, a J Squared AU fic wherein Jared will talk to Mr. Gorgeous just as soon as he figures out the perfect thing to say. Rated PG. 9 o'clock in the morning is Jared's favorite time of day. It's when he comes by. He, being the most gorgeous guy in the world and Jared's future boyfriend, just as soon as Jared figures out a way to get the guy to notice him. Jared's been volunteering for the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign for 3 years now, and this year he's outside a busy Starbucks. And because he has been a very good boy, the universe has rewarded him with Mr. Gorgeous. He comes every day, gets a coffee, and drops his change into the kettle, giving Jared an adorably sleepy and distracted smile every time he says Merry Christmas. The rest of Jared's day is spent convincing himself that tomorrow he'll actually talk to the guy, and running through different conversation starters. So far, he's only managed to come up with such brilliant gems as, "Some weather we're having, huh?" and "You come here often?" He'd nearly said, "How about those cowboys?" once, but refrained, figuring that if he was a fan, it might be a sore spot. Monday morning, he's busy trying to think of something particularly brilliant, but it hasn't worked out well so far. "I think so, brain, but isn't Regis Philbin already married? Narf," he mutters to himself, then jerks his head up when someone coughs like they're covering a laugh. It's him. "You drink coffee, right? He clears his throat and gives Jared a sheepish grin. "Do you drink coffee?" It's still a good half hour before Mr. Gorgeous is supposed to show up. Jared stares at him dumbly, unable to process this disturbance in the routine. They messed up my drink, so they gave me another one. I didn't drink from it or anything. He holds up the cup. Pumpkin spice? His smile starts to fade when Jared doesn't answer right away, and he lowers his hand. "Yes!" Jared reaches out to grab the drink before Gorgeous pulls it away completely. "That sounds great. That would be great. Thank you." As soon as Gorgeous hands him the drink, he pulls his change out of his pocket and drops it in the kettle. "Merry Christmas." "Merry Christmas," Jared says. He takes a sip of the coffee, which is hot and spicy and perfect, and wonders what exactly they'd messed up. He's still holding the cup 15 minutes later when Katie, one of the baristas, comes out for her smoke break. "I see he finally got up the nerve to talk to you," she says when she stubs her cigarette out, nodding at the coffee. "If you two ever make a sex tape and put it on the internet, you gotta let me know." She goes back inside before Jared can think of a good way to respond to that, which is probably for the best. On the side of the cup, someone's written, "Jensen," and drawn a cluster of loopy hearts. "Tomorrow," Jared thinks as he finishes the drink, "tomorrow is the day."